All right, guys, welcome to another Sport and Debate podcast. We switched up a little bit. I got my man Jesus.
Yo, and we got Steve here. Let's do this, Jay. Let's do this. I'm ready for this, man. I'm really upset about something today. I really am.
Okay. You know, put the gloves down. We're about to get into it and get into our podcast as usual. But before we do, we got to pay those bills. Yo, listen, man. Jesus and I, contrary to what everybody believes, we disagree on a lot. You know, and the source of that is this book, man. Tell them about this book I've been...
Jeff De La Rosa, Keeping It Real Always. I want to make one thing very clear, because people have been questioning me a lot on Facebook and on Twitter, been questioning us. Sporting Debate does not agree with everything that's in this book, okay? Sporting Debate does not agree with everything Jeff De La Rosa says or does in his life. Does he work for Sporting Debate? Absolutely. But his beliefs don't reflect those beliefs of Sporting Debate. Okay? His job and the job of this webpage is to cause debate. Okay? So listen, fans out there, go get this book so you can debate, so you can get angry, so you can throw something. Okay? If you want to let some frustration out, this is the book to do it on. All right? Go get it. Keeping it real always. Jeff De La Rosa on Amazon.com.
All right, and Steve, man, usually come in looking so fresh.
I am, man, and the reason why, folks, you gotta check out this site. It's mintapparelnyc.com. Ladies, they have a really nice tee, the Lust tee. Check it out. Gentlemen, the Prey tee, Running Fox tee, and the Rise tee are dope. You have to go check it out. Again, mintapparelnyc.com.
All right, guys, and Jesus, I believe you may have a special announcement for us.
Let's make them wait, Jay. Let's make them wait. Tell them about that housing crisis.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, we all know, like I told you guys before, you guys probably know someone who's going through the high housing situation, the housing crisis, battling the banks to save their home. Hey. My family story touches on every one of those points. It's Lorene M. Alate's personal account of how she is battling the banks to save her home. It's something that maybe you can relate to, maybe a family member can relate to. Please check it out. It's available at Amazon.com. Also, hardcover or Kindle, definitely.
Okay, guys, we did a ticket giveaway for the New York Yankees game against Detroit, August 11, 2013. Okay, the winner of these tickets, it was so close. Okay,
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat right now, man.
We had people going at it. I mean, this brought up our followers an enormous amount. We thank you, fans out there, for this, for participating, for liking the page. Okay, there's more of this to come just because of how good the feedback was. But the winner of the Yankee tickets goes to...
Drum roll, please.
Yubé Perez, and I apologize if I say your name wrong. Yubé Perez, you win the two Yankee tickets going to see Detroit. She went hard. She must have really wanted these tickets. Maybe she wanted it for a special someone, or maybe she wanted it for herself. I don't know. But congratulations, Yubé. You're going to get these tickets. We're going to get in contact with you after the show. We're going to get you sent out these tickets so you can enjoy that game.
Definitely.
Courtesy of SportingDebate.com, people.
Yeah.
That's many congrats.
There is more to come. All right, Yubé. Congratulations. Now, Jay, listen, like I told you before, man, I need to get ahead. I have to get upset about this New England story. So lead us in, please. Lead us in.
Yeah, you know, guys, we've been hearing a lot about this Aaron Hernandez story, this case that's building. It seems like there's more twists and turns by the day. Now other cases are coming up. One was brought up, I believe, in 2012, about a murder outside of a club in Boston. It seems like every day there's something unfolding here in this case. You know, Jesus, how do you feel? I don't even know where to start with this one, because the magnitude of this is just so enormous, you know?
I know where to start from. It's very simple. Idiotic, stupid. You had everything, and you blew it. It's as simple as that. Now, in this country, I truly believe you're innocent until proven guilty. So I'm not going to come in here and say that he definitely killed someone. Okay. I don't know that for sure. But here's what I do know. You had a smashed up phone. You had a smashed up security system. Okay. Steve went off about this last week. Okay. But now he's locked up. Okay. your tattoos, it comes out to find that they're gang-related, or a lot of the tattoos on your arms, okay? Check out the article on sportanddebate.com about it if you want more information. So you blew it. You had guns. You didn't have a license for the guns, okay? So whether you killed this guy or not, you did a lot of stupid things here, okay? Excuse my language for that, people, but I'm really upset about this because here's a guy who, he's not just an average player. This was a potential great player in the NFL. And he just recently signed a 5-year, $40 million contract, okay, with the New England Patriots. Okay, I guess there's a bird in the building. I apologize, fans. But, you know, and it's so upsetting to see a person like that flush it down the toilet. That's really what he did. He flushed it down the toilet. And now I'm hearing that he's going to fight the New England Patriots to pay him the remaining $3 million or whatever it is of the guaranteed money. You don't deserve a penny of it. You don't deserve a dime of it. And I hope New England fights you on it. I hope New England wins. And I can't believe I'm saying this because I can't stand the New England Patriots. But in this case, New England, you handled it right. Cut the guy. Sever your ties. Don't ever let him see the football field again in your life. Any NFL team that signs this guy to a contract should be ashamed of themselves. And that team right there should be put in extinction. Because that's how disgusting it would be for anybody to bring this guy back onto a football field. Steve, I know you have some strong feelings also. So
I have some strong feelings because, I mean, you all heard my rant, and I got what I asked for because I knew too many things did not add up. And this guy needed to be arrested. And I'm sorry. You say you don't want to put him in the guilty category because, you know, you want to give him a fair trial. And I agree with fair trials. But come on, Jesus. Come on. How much evidence is out there that points to this guy? I mean, gang-related tattoos. What more do you need, man? I mean, you could hire a bum lawyer off the street who can prove this one. I mean, it's a serve-up, man. I mean, come on now. All right? And another thing, props to the New England Patriots, because I heard this on the radio, that they are willing, if you have an Aaron Hernandez jersey that you bought and you bring it back to the stadium, they will give you a new jersey straight up.
Yep.
Here you go. You know what I mean? That's what – and I agree with you, man. I am not a big New England fan. You know, I do not like them at all. You know, the organization wins a lot. You know, they're my Yankees in a way, and I wish they lose. But when you do something like this, man, it's class act. Class act what they're doing. But I'm sorry. As far as Aaron Hernandez, you deserve what you got for. I don't feel sorry for you. I don't feel sorry that you're losing your money. I hope you lose the money. I hope New England takes you and doesn't give you a penny. I hope you get 25 years to life. I'm sorry. That's what I'm hoping for, Aaron Hernandez, because, you know, the fact that you killed this young man and potentially killed another one and you're related to both of them and they're starting to get evidence on that other murder that John was talking about, I'm sorry. That's enough for me right there to put you behind bars for life, and I do not feel bad for you. John, I'm sorry.
Okay, guys, so here's the thing, and Steve touched on it a little bit here. Not to sound cold or calculated, but we do have to look at the sporting end of it for New England and also their perception around the league. Seeing how they were so swift to release Aaron Hernandez, actually the same day that he was arrested, does this kind of put them in a better light as far as how fellow fans around the league perceive them, or does this garner a little bit more respect from the organization?
Absolutely, because, you know, they've clearly stated that they do not want this type of nonsense at all, and it, in a way, they've taken it to an extent to almost feel regretted that they signed this guy in the first place. I mean, the fact that you're giving fans free jerseys and you can trade, you know, Aaron Hernandez out, I mean, they are trying to distance themselves so far away from this. And you can read this fans, the statement that they put out, you know, even the statement itself, they tried to distance themselves so far and they handled this with so much class. They respected the victims' families and they extended their condolences about this situation. So they've handled this extraordinary. And I think fans who are in the same boat as us who, you know, hate the organization because, you know, they win and you know, there's certain things they've done in the past. I think a lot of fans are going to be like, you know what? This is a class act team. You know what? If they make the playoffs, maybe I will root for them because they did the right thing. You just never know. I mean,
Okay.
Okay.
As far as me rooting for them, that's not happening. However, With that being said, much respect goes to, you know, Belichick, you know, the owner of the Patriots, that just the whole organization. They couldn't have handled this any better.
Yeah,
so I'm very proud of them. Crafted an amazing job with this. So, I, again, do I respect them? I absolutely do. You know, do I have much more respect for them? Absolutely, I do. But am I ever going to root for this team? No, of course I'm not going to root for this team. You know, I'm a Giant fan. We've beaten them twice in the Super Bowl, maybe even the third time this year. Who knows? But that, you know, that's football. I don't want to we got to give it a break from football, because this is a much more serious situation.
Right, right.
So a gentleman lost his life here.
Yes.
Okay. And
potentially, and another one.
And yeah, and another one potentially also. Yeah. And here you have Aaron Hernandez asking for bail. And I hear his lawyer come out and he's telling the judge, well, you know, he has a family. He has kids, you know, he has to take care of. Yeah, you do. So why would you even put yourself in a situation like this?
Exactly.
Again, you're innocent until proven guilty. So I'm not going to sit here and call you a murderer. I'm not going to do that. Even though, you know, it looks pretty fishy to me. I'm going to give you your due justice with that. But you ultimately had guns without a license. Okay?
Yes.
That's A, number one. You smashed up your phone. Me. Why? You smashed up your security system.
See.
Why? The last thing that they saw in your security system was you with a gun in your hand just before, you know, it all of a sudden got smashed randomly. So, again, it doesn't look good. And you deserve to be locked up. Steve said something about 25 to life. If you found, you know, guilty of the murder, no, you deserve life. Life. Life and life. So that's my stand on it.
Okay. All right, guys. You know, I think one thing that we will all agree on, we'll follow this closely. Guys, check out sportingdebate.com for more extensive coverage about the Aaron Hernandez trial and the details that come out. But right now, go ahead and pay some more bills. Jesus, man, you and I have been bumping heads, man. It's all because of one thing. All because of one particular book. Tell them about that book.
It's this Keeping It Real Always by Jeff De La Rosa. Jeff De La Rosa is known to ruffle some feathers. He does it purposely, people. Don't take it personal. This is what he is. If something pops up in his mind, he's not the type to think it out first before saying it. He's just going to say it. And that's what this book is. It's basically him saying exactly what's on his mind when it's on his mind. All right, so don't take it personal. Stop hitting me up on Facebook. Stop hitting me up on Twitter telling me, do you guys support his beliefs? We don't support his beliefs. He's just an employee of Sporting Debate. I want to make that very clear. He also makes Facebook, you know, quotes that sometimes are really, really crossing the line. But again, that's who he is. And the website ultimately is about debating. So if you don't agree with something of his, debate him on it. Debate him.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And in addition to Jeff De La Rosa's book, here's something else to add to your library. My Family Story by Lorene M. Alate. It's her account on how she was battling the bank to save her home. It's something that I believe everyone can relate to at some in some shape or fashion. Your neighbor, your family members. I think it should be collegiate literature, to be honest. Is that extensive? So check it out. It's available at Amazon.com, hardcover or Kindle. And Steve, you've been coming in looking pretty fresh these past weeks, man.
I don't know
where you're getting your threats from. You refuse to tell us.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you say that, because you just, you know, interrupted me while I was on Mint Apparel NYC's mobile site, man, you know, and I'm scrolling through and I'm checking out my next tee that I want to buy, you know, like that Running Fox tee. Guys, again, go and check it out. They have amazing shirts at $20, very affordable, and you look fresh to death. Go check out mintapparelnyc.com.
All right, and Jesus. We have a winner for our Sporting Debate Yankee giveaway tickets. You want to share more about that?
Yes, Hazy? That's right. The winner of the Yankee ticket giveaways, in case you missed it the first time around. Again, I apologize if I'm saying your name wrong, but Yuve Perez, you win the two Yankee tickets on August 11th against the Detroit Tigers. It's going to be a great game. I hope you enjoy it, courtesy of SportingDebate.com. There will be more of these. Thank you, fans, for your feedback for the competition. We love it, and there will be more. So don't worry for those of you who came up just short, because let me tell you, it was very close.
Yeah,
very close.
And shout out to the women, man, who came out strong in this promotion.
That's right.
Not only her, but there were a couple of other ladies who were really, really close. I was actually very impressed. I'm very impressed. Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Hey, take lots of pictures for us, Ms. Perez. Definitely, definitely. But right now, we're about to get into another topic. A lot of young men just became a whole lot richer this past week. I'm talking about the NBA draft. Guys, you know, the NBA draft, we see a lot of players coming over from overseas. We see a lot of one-year collegiate players. Jesus, who was the big standout in this draft? It was pretty wide open on this one, I believe.
This was probably one of the worst drafts we've had in history, and that's why you saw so many trades happen.
Yep.
People didn't want their picks. I mean, let's just be honest. People didn't want their picks. What this draft was about is trying to get the heck out of your pick and get a draft pick for 2014 when you have people like Andrew Wiggins, Julius Randle, Aaron Gordon, Jabari Parker, Marcus Smart, Willie Stein, Andrew Harrison. I mean, the list. Next year's draft is supposed to be able to rival the LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh draft. That's how serious next year's draft is. So if I'm going to have to say who the winner of this year's draft was, it's going to be a team that picked up multiple draft picks for next year. And it sickens me to say this. It sickens me to say this because they got a pick from the Clippers and they got a pick from Brooklyn. Those darn Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
And not only did they get picked from those guys, but then they've made their team so horrible and they're trying to get even worse to lock up the number one overall pick for next year. What are you guys doing to me? Every time my Knicks get good, somebody else gets better. I don't know what to do. But yes, if I have to be honest, the winner of this draft, I would have to say, hands down, is the Boston Celtics, because what they did is they put themselves in the driver's seat for next year's draft.
Let me interrupt you. What about the other side of that?
Okay.
The Nets. All right, Brooklyn makes this trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they acquire two big guys in Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Mm-hmm. They also get a piece, you know. I mean, granted, he is aging, in Jason Terry.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that trade? I mean, do you think – now, granted, this is throwing the coach out because
okay.
he is a rookie.
Yes.
But just the team itself, was it a good move?
Do I think it was a good move? I absolutely think it was a good move for both sides.
Mm.
It was a good move for both sides. Here's the reason why it was, okay? Because the Nets got what they wanted. They want to win now.
Right.
Okay? So if the Nets want to win now, obviously they have to put themselves in position to win now. Okay? So they got themselves a stud in Kevin Garnett, who's probably going to be good for another year, maybe 2 years.
Maybe, right.
Okay? Maybe that. And then you got themselves a proven winner in Paul Pierce. Again, Paul Pierce, everybody says, oh, but he was getting old. He looked horrible last year. Look at the numbers, people. Okay, I believe he averaged about 18 points per game last year. Mm-hmm. A little under 5 assists a game, and I think 6 rebounds a game. If that's getting old, then I don't want to get young. I'm just saying. So if you look at a starting five of potential Deron Williams, Joe Johnson, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Brooke Lopez. Wow. Every single one of those guys in that lineup have been to an All-Star game. I hope people realize that.
And I think, just to piggyback off of Steve's point, if we notice during last year's playoffs against Chicago, the Nets, they didn't have that closer. Apparently, Joe Johnson was supposed to be that guy. I guess he missed the audition for that one. Because, you know, he's still not proven. Brooke Lopez... He ebbs and flows in big games, so I think the Nets were also looking for that experience, that big time, you know, playoff experience that, you know, will take them over the hump, you know. So, you know, just to chime in, guys, I think it is definitely a good move for Brooklyn. Now, here's a question I'll pose to you guys
okay.
as well.
What is it?
Can they challenge the Knicks for the Atlantic Division?
I think they absolutely can challenge the Knicks. I don't like to say it, but I mean, they absolutely can.
What?
Okay. Here's the reason why they can't challenge the Knicks. They can. I didn't say can't. I said can.
Okay.
Okay. Reason why is because look at that starting five.
Okay.
What are you looking at me like that for?
You know why I'm looking at you
go
like
ahead,
this?
Go ahead.
Because who is the coach?
Jason Kidd.
Okay, you're saying Jason Kidd is going to outsmart them? Granted, he's got some pieces now, but come on.
My man. If you look at that starting lineup, do they really need to be coached? They have coaches on the court. Kevin Garnett's a coach on the court. Paul Pierce is a coach on the court. Are you kidding me? He also got an assistant in Lawrence Frank. Newsflash, Lawrence Frank's been to an NBA Finals as a head coach. So yes. That's his assistant. So you think Lawrence Frank isn't going to help him?
Well, of course he's going to help him. But ultimately, the head coach makes the call.
Yes,
right?
But he's going to listen to Lawrence Frank. That's the whole reason why he brought him in. That's the whole... Listen, okay, sickens me to say this, Steve, but now you're ticking me off. You're ticking me off right now because you're having me admit to something that I don't want to admit to, fighting me on it. Then you're fighting me on it. All right? Of course, on paper, they're better than the Knicks. All of course they are. What? I didn't say they're going to take them. I never said they're going to take them. What was your question, John? Repeat your question, please, for this guy.
My question was, with the pieces that the Nets have in place, can they now challenge the Knicks for the Atlantic Division?
Did he say beat or did he say challenge? What did he say? Challenge, right?
All right, challenge.
All right, so stop ticking me off, all right? I don't like to admit this. Of course they're going to challenge the Knicks because if you look at that starting five, as long as they stay healthy, they're going to be very competitive. And you have to limit Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce's minutes because of their age.
Yes.
You have to limit their minutes because of their age. Who would be the best person to know how to limit their minutes other than Jason Kidd, who last year the Knicks overused him and then he just died towards the end of the season? So he knows about limiting minutes. So he's already prepared for that. So he's one up on it. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead. I'm sick of you looking at me like that.
The last point on this one.
All right,
go ahead.
I mean, here's what I feel. I mean, the team is better, but ultimately, you know, I really think that's a question. It is the coaching. I mean, you know, I think – if it weren't for Jason Kidd being the coach, maybe they beat them. But I think coaching, you're going to see an error, you know, and we see this, you know, come playoff time or even, you know, in big games that sometimes rookie coaches make errors in crucial moments.
Okay.
And I feel that this hiring, and I know a lot of, you know, Nets fans are really in love with him, and I get it, but the fact is he's a rookie coach, and he is going to make the calls. He's going to make the timeouts. He's going to do the setting the plays. Granted, he is going to be getting help.
Yes.
But again, he's going to make a crucial mistake, and I think it's not going to pay off for them.
So you think the Knicks are going to win the Atlantic?
Yeah, I think so.
That is the nicest thing you've ever said to
the
Knicks.
And I hate admitting that, too.
And I hope you're right. Look, I'm not saying that my Knicks aren't going to win the Atlantic, but what I'm saying is I have to fear a little bit the Brooklyn Nets. I hear Nick Van saying, oh, well, the Nets just got old, and they got old quick. Last year when we got Rasheed Wallace, Jason Kidd, Marcus Camby, we were in the same boat. And you can't tell me, Nick Van, if it would have been the Knicks that did this trade, you wouldn't be jumping up for joy right now.
Yeah,
of course you would be. All right? The Nets are a problem right now. Mikhail Prokhorov, he doesn't care. He's going to take New York. He wants New York to be his city. Go ahead, Jack. I know we got some more stuff to talk about this draft, so go ahead. Lead us into it, man.
Yeah, man. So, with the draft, now what's interesting, and you know, one more point on the draft, we must touch on this. Cleveland drafted first. They actually took the first Canadian player to go number one, and Bennett. Now, how do you guys think that he's gonna actually impact the Cavs? Is he that guy to compliment Kyrie Irving, or is he just gonna be like one of those picks that will fade into the abyss, and we don't even want him to be remembered with the Cleveland Cavaliers?
I don't like the pick. I don't like the pick. I'm sorry. I truly do not like the pick. This guy is a 6'8 power forward, 240 pounds. That has DeJuan Blair written all over it. Okay. I'm sorry, but it's not a good pick. They didn't want to pick this guy. They wanted out of that pick so bad. Up to the final minute, they were trying to get rid of it, but nobody wanted that pick. Everybody's too smart for that. If I was Cleveland, I would have rolled the dice on Nerlens Noel. Okay, I know he had the knee injury, but roll the dice on him because at least there's potential there. I don't see any potential with Anthony Bennett. I think he'll be a good role player in the NBA, but a role player isn't a number one pick in the NBA. You know, and I want to get into this Nerlens Noel trade if we have time. So, Steve, I'm going to give you the floor real quick so I can get in.
Yeah, real quickly. I mean, I think I agree. I think I would have rolled the dice in that situation and go with, you know, Noel. The reason why is, you know, when he was healthy, he was pretty darn good. And if you're going to take a number one pick, you might as well roll the dice. I mean, I understand what their thinking and their logic is. You know, it's a little bit of a risk, but you have to take risks in the NBA, and mm-hmm. this is one of them I felt they should have done. I think it could have helped Kyrie out a lot in the future. Because, again, you don't have to play this kid right away. You can let him heal. Yeah. You can let him rehabilitate that knee and then plug mm-hmm. him in later, and then he could be a beast. You never know. But I think they messed it up.
Yeah, so my last thing is the 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers, couldn't have blown this draft any worse. Okay, they could. They went. Right. How often in the NBA do you have an all-star point guard? Mm. It's not often. Drew Holiday. If I'm not mistaken, Drew Holiday is 23 years old.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you traded him away for Nerlens Noel. Now I just praised Nerlens Noel on one end, but now I'm about to do something else. Here's why I don't like this move. Because Drew Holiday was an all-star last year, okay? Mm-hmm. He was an up-and-coming point guard. He showed you what he's capable of doing, and you trade him away. You trade him away for Nerlens Noel, who's coming off of a knee injury, and you trade him for a couple of draft picks. Okay, I'm okay with the draft picks. I understand that. But you didn't learn from Andrew Bynum? Again, Cleveland could take that risk because they didn't give up an all-star. Okay, but you gave up an all-star for this guy. You didn't learn from Andrew Bynum, and now you go ahead and you do it again. I don't understand it for the life of me. That's a GM. He's a new GM with the 76ers. He's trying to bring in his own team, which sometimes is the biggest mistakes GMs make in this NBA. Is they think, well, if I'm here, I have to make a major splash. You don't have to.
No.
But he blew it. Now he has to go ahead and watch Drew Holiday succeed over there with the Pelicans. And the Pelicans are going to be a pretty good team with Drew Holiday and Anthony Davis next year. Watch out for that team.
All right, guys. With that being said.
Jay, I got this.
It's time.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Jay to just talk about something that's bothering him. That's just eating him up inside. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Jay, the floor is yours.
All right, fellas. So I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path with this one. We don't talk about golf much on this show, but, and I see Jesus over there about to throw up, but, there was a story that caught my eye, and it had to do with one Jessica Korda. For everyone who doesn't know who Jessica Korda is, she is a golfer, and she was participating at the U.S. Open this weekend. Now, the reason why Jessica Korda irritates me so much is because she sacked her caddy in the middle of the U.S. Open. Sacked him. Told him to go home. And who did she bring in? Her boyfriend to come caddy. Now, we live in an age where, you know, with coaches, if there's pressure to win now. You know, even if you had a good run before, it doesn't matter. It's all about the what can you do for me now era. And, you know, obviously, you know, she's a professional. But really, in the middle of the round, you didn't have the decency to tell him to go home after the round? I hope you at least paid for his cab fare. I hope you did at least that. Because it just disgusts me. And overall, to even heighten the fact, you bring in your boyfriend, whose name is Johnny Del Pietre, and even during the course of her going from one hole to the next, she says, "Johnny, get my bags." So it's not like she's treating him even better either. So, you know, I just get sick of today's athletes, today's fans that are seeking instant gratification, and the minute something goes wrong, they want to scrap the whole thing and bring in someone else. Guys, let's be real. You have to think about who brought you to that point. You didn't have a problem with him when you were turning professional. Now all of a sudden, because he doesn't tell you the right distance, or he says a suggestion that you don't like, you say, "Oh, okay, it's time for you to go." Listen, ultimately, if you're shooting a bad round, it's you that's swinging the clubs, not him. So maybe you need to do some self-examination within yourself before you tell someone to kick rocks. That's my rant. I know it was a little cut short, but it just bothers me, man. It just bothers me. Jessica Korda, you're the target of this week's rant.
That's right, Jay. That's unacceptable, man. I got a little bit nervous when you said you were going to talk golf. I almost caught a heart attack there, Jay. But that was a really good one. That was a good topic, man. Yeah, let's pay these bills, Jay.
Yeah, man. Let me calm down a little bit. I mean, this is going to sound a little contradictory because you and I were going hard on another topic. And, you know, it's not exactly calming me down, especially after that rant. But tell me about Jeff's book, man.
Man, listen. Jeff DeLaRosa, Keeping It Real Always. It's on Amazon.com. I want you to get that hardcover so you can get upset and you can throw it and you can break something after you get upset about it. All right? Amazon.com. Jeff DeLaRosa's Keeping It Real Always. Go get the book, people.
All right. And something else to add to your library as well. My Family Story by Lorene M. Alice. Listen, guys. We all know people that have been affected by this housing crisis. I saw a story on the other day about Las Vegas and Arizona. All those foreclosures going on out there. It's something that is very, very real. Ms. Alte's book is something that I believe a lot of the population can relate to. It's her account of her battling with the bank to save her home. So please check it out. It's available at Amazon.com, Kindle, or hardcover. And Steve's looking fresh as always.
Absolutely, man. You know why I'm looking fresh? Because I went to mintapparelnyc.com. I copped one of their t-shirts. Loving it. Go and check them out. You can check out a whole bunch of different tees. They got them at really nice prices of $20. Again, mintapparelnyc.com. Go and check it out.
All right, guys. And Jesus, once again, you want to do the honors? Tell them about the Yankee ticket giveaway.
Again, the winner of these Yankee ticket giveaways, in case you missed it the first two times, Yuve Perez. I apologize if I'm butchering your name, but you win the Yankee tickets. You're nice. Going to go see the Yankees on August 11th against the Detroit Tigers. I don't know what you're going to do when you get out there, but you better rep hard for Sporting Debate. Courtesy of Sporting Debate. Thank you, fans, for participating. We're going to do more giveaways. Stay tuned for that. We got a lot of good stuff planned for you guys.
Yes, and also, if you want to do any promotions, you know, promote your small business, promote anything, please drop us a line at sportingdebate1@gmail.com. We'll give you a nice list of quotes so you can get your lovely business on this podcast. So definitely check that out.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us once again, sportingdebate.com. Please continue to look out for the article this week on sportingdebate.com on a number of things, especially check out that Aaron Hernandez on the latest developments with that. But until then, have a great week, guys.
Stay safe, be safe. Chris Paul standing with the Clippers. In case you guys don't know, there will be much more breaking news on NBA free agency, which starts at 12 Eastern Standard Time tonight. Thank you, guys. Stay safe, be safe. Enjoy your weekend.
Adios.
Peace.
All right. Stay blessed.